Here we go. Okay. Hey, 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 hey. Halacha Bav, right? Halacha Bav on Ham and Alf, right? It's actually easy Gemara tonight, so I want to cover some ground. Apa Bishamu Daya Shaita. Even though they said that it's sufficient for her, the time when she to be Matami her, the time when she sees blood, Tzricha Lios Bodekes, she has to check herself. All the time, and how much she has to check herself will be the, I'll give you some. This will be the chapters of next Mishnah. Chutz min anida, except for a woman who's actually needed right now. Obviously, she has no need to check herself because you know she's a nida, right? By Yosheves l'dam toar, a woman who's sitting for dam toar, meaning that she's now in the process of a woman who's in the 33 or 66 days after giving birth to a male or female child. And a woman who is having relations and checks herself before and after relations. She doesn't have to check herself at other times. How come it says it over again? What? Sounds like it's the same thing over again, right? It's repeat. I don't know why it says it over again. I didn't notice what I was praying that it says it to get. Okay, let's assume it's a misprint. I don't know. Upsula shedomea tahorin. And a psula whose blood is tar, when she sees blood, it's not tame because it's blood from the virginity, not blood from the nida, so she doesn't have to check. She has to check twice a day. She has to check in the morning and in the evening. And besides that, she has to check again whenever she's going to have relations. Okay? The Seiros Alein Kohanos. Kanos or Bisai are having additional time they have to check. B'shashen ochos b'truma, when they're about to eat truma. Rabbi Yudah Omer, B'shashen says, Abishas evrosim ilachu b'truma, after they finish eating truma, they have to check themselves as well. Okay, so taking a literal law of the mission, they have to be checking very, very, very frequently. Kini mas nisa. So this is the way to read our mission. Chutz min anida. Anida doesn't have to check. Shalev sikul atara. The sorry, by anida who hasn't yet had a sik tara. Well, Nido had a hefsik tara, meaning she already stopped seeing blood. She's keeping her 7 clean days. She does have to check herself twice a day during those 7 clean days, preferentially twice a day. So therefore, this is talking about a case where Nido was not a mafsik batara. From Shemesh's Beidim, and a woman who has relations with Eidim, meaning that she checks herself with clean cloths before and after relations. An Eid is a clean cloth, okay? A clean white cloth, okay? So this is what our Mishnah means to say. She has to check herself before and after relations, and this is going to come up again in the future. A Besula whose blood is tar, the blood of virginity is tar. Now, there's a lot missing here. Rav Moshe really puts it in, the Shat Eretz Yisrael puts it in, and the Gilead Ephraim is a very different shot, but it's more difficult, so I'm just going to learn, well, put in what they put in, which is from later on in Masechta. It says later on in the 10th parak, Tamat Tanina, we learned it over there, I'm just going to read it to you and then I'll translate. Tinoka Shlegis Manali Rose, his name Moshe does bring it down on Omid Beis. A Tinokas, a child who's not yet time to see, right? She's not yet old enough to see blood. And we said generally he's being there to old enough to see blood is around 12, okay? Venises, even though I thought it was 3, Yushami had said last week it was 12. Venises, when she got married, Beshami says, no, so Arbalis. We assume that the first 4 nights any blood she sees is Besulian blood, not the blood of Nida. Beshami Machitichi Makavitzil says, we give her enough time until such time as whatever wound she got from the Besulian heals. Okay? He heals Manali Rosman. He says, now if she's already old enough to see, meaning she's above 12, Beshami Nosla Bilas Mitzvah, Shami says, you give her one bia, the bia of the night of the marriage. That's it, which is in fact the way we work nowadays. With so many call life, Kula Basil says we've given the entire night. Okay? The entire night, in other words, taking half as many bialos as they want that night, but only the first night. Now, kini masnisa, now going back to the Mishnah to hear what it says in Mark, kini masnisa, this is a way to read that braisa over there, not our Mishnah over here. Tinokish legias mana lir os. The girl who's not yet, has yet had time to see, and Beshim, Beshim, Beshim argue whether she has 4 nights or even, or until the wound heals. It's even, and show you here the Shartei Sol throws in crucial three words, V'rasa bebesavi, it's even if she saw already blood once. She already saw needle blood. But she's too young as a rule to see needle blood. She has seen blood, but she's not generally of the class to see blood. So therefore, we're make her with her. We're lenient. We give her more time for psulim. Denise says, and she got married, we give her more time, actually, than just the first night, because even though she saw blood, it's an aberration. We give her 4 nights, according to Beishamai, or until Tichya Maka, according to Beisor. Now, that actually is in line with the Bavli. This really is basically the Shaya Teresorel interpolating the Bavli into the Ushami. Shmuel says, don't have so much, it has caffeine. Shmuel says we give her a night and a day. Umiktsas oina kakula. Shmuel says you give her night and a day, and part of the day, the night is like the entire night. Now this here, we also have to throw in the Shartar. So Shartar so says this is going to Tosefta. Tosefta, the ninth paragraph, which says as follows: Tani or Meshingamliel says Nosinla ona chati laila v'yoyim. You give this girl her for Basulim, this girl who gives manali rose, the time has come for it to see, you give her, half a night and a day. Half a night and a day you give her. So it says, Mar Shmuel Mar, Laila V'yoyim is oino umiksas oino kakula. Shmuel says, on that, a night and a day, and part of the night is like the entire night, meaning, why do we give only half a night and an entire day? So Shmuel explains, according to Shartar Sol's interpretation, Shmuel explains the reason we give her only half a night a day is not because we're giving her only half a night. It's because normally Bia doesn't occur at the beginning of the night, especially when you have a chasna. So the chasna takes the first half of the night. The Bia only takes place the second half of the night. So we give her the rest of the night and the following day. That's going to Shilomia, what we give, not the four, not the the one Bia according to Beis Shammai, not just the entire night like Beis Hillel, but rather give the rest of the night and the entire next day. Okay? Okay, that's enough this one. Hivsika, now the rest is for me. Says the Gemara, Hivsika v'achaka ros, if she stopped seeing the Dam Psulim, and then she saw again blood, Tmeya. Because that's how we assume that now there's Dam Nida. Shina Mares Tmeya. And she was seeing blood, which let's say was red, and then she started seeing blood, which was pink, right? Tamea, she's tummy as well, because we assume that's no longer dam psulim, but blood, which is tummy. Amrei Bezir, Bezir said, "Bishloshinos machmas tash, only if the clothing changes as a result of relations." Avolim shinos machmas tash, which is the blood change as a result of relations. Tohera, we assume that the change because of the color of the relations, and therefore she remains tohara. Amra Vasi, Ravasi, Rabbi Yosef said, Umasnisa Amra Kei. Our Mishnah says this. Upsulesha the house, so our Mishnah infers this. Upsulesha the Amea Torah, it says, Upsula whose blood is Torah. It's our Mishnah. Thank you very much. Then our Mishnah, Upsula whose dam is Torah, Upsula's blood is Torah. Hadamara. Now, the way I actually went to this, which I don't think it's true, but I want to tell it to you, which is not true, but it's cute, and I want to tell it to you anyway, even though it's checker, okay, which is that Damea is plural. So, Psula Shadamea Tori means that there are different types of colors. That means if she changed colors in the middle, she still remains Torah. That's how I wanted to learn the Gemara. But that's not up to emotional lens. It's clear that I'm incorrect, because the Gemara continues to make a more complicated proof than mine. That's what? No, not the psula. No, dam psula in the Yerushalmi never said comes the same place as Nida. Only dam Nida and dam Tor. Dam psulim always comes to a different place. Everybody agrees about that. Okay, B'sula Shel Yemei HaTorah would be different colors. But that's how the Gemara says. Gemara says, Hadamra, as the Gemara says, first, how we know Shina Machmas Tashi Torah? Because Eve Omer Shina Machmas Tashi Tmeah, if you're going to say that Shina Machmas Tashmish is Tomei, Utishamish Be'ed. So how come it just says, B'sula Shel Yemei HaTorah? She should have to take stock of her colors before and after Bia, because maybe the color's going to change. So why don't you just give her blithely permission to have Bia without checking herself? If you're going to say that the color is changing is a sign of Tuma before and after the Bia, so she'd have to check before and after the Bia to see if she still if she changed colors. So since it doesn't say that, right? Domra's teaches us Shina Bimarmat, sorry, Bimarmat Shina Machmas Tashi Tmeah to Shamish Bait, Shema Tatana of Tama to Shema to Shana Machmas Tashi, she's made Tmeah. Maybe she's going to change because of Tashi, she's going to be Tomei. So therefore, since it tells us that Psula can have relations without checking herself, it must mean even if she changes color before and after the Bia, that's not a problem and she still remains Tor because she's a Psula. Okay? Okay?
Yes. It's all talking about when it's her cycle is about to begin.
No, it's about when her cycle is not about to begin. So assuming that it's not the time for cycle. So I have a cycle, of course, we have problems.
Right.
So about
either
cycle, she has to check herself. What? This Gemara says she does, yeah. Okay, it's not so partial. We pass it. Yeah, the Rambam says it's very madman. This one has a madman. Okay, we'll come to that later on. Pamayim is called even Leo's, but actually has to check his whole twice a day. I'm ready to say, Buddha, it's been second. Connected to Shnei Pamayim, Shayom Mishnah Rios, two times that the day changes. In other words, in the morning and in the evening. That was a fascinating healing of Ephraim here at the bottom, which I cannot see because you're standing in front of it. The healing of Ephraim says that even though normally day and night are contingent on dawn, you know, pre-dawn versus after dawn. Here, day and night contingent on sunrise and pre-sunrise and post-sunrise. Because he says the assumption of the two bdikos a day is that the sun has impact on her cycle. In other words, that the cyclical motion of the sun, and that would not have to do with dawn, because dawn, really, the sun doesn't impact, but only on sunrise. And then he brings down, you know, something which I never, ever saw before, which is really makes a lot of sense and answers something which is very difficult. There's one of the Vestas, one of the standard cycles, which you teach all Chassanim, is the cycle of Yom HaChodesh. Yom HaChodesh means that on the day of the Jewish month, when you saw last, you have to assume that you might see next month. It really makes no sense, because the Jewish month is not a set pattern, right? Because the church, you know, the days of the Jewish month are arbitrary, based on when Rosh Chodesh was and all that. So he says, a fascinating thing, he says, really, the Yom HaChodesh cycle, if somebody says, one of the Rishonim, I think, from the Berak HaBayis, one of the Ra'ah, he says that it actually is contingent on the amount of days after the Moilad. That's what makes Yom HaChodesh. Because it has to do, like tides have to do with the moon, so too, this actually, her cycle might not be a solar cycle, which would have to do with checking in the morning and night, as we learn now, but a lunar cycle based on the pull of the moon and the cycle of the moon, which is a fascinating concept. Okay? So women are with the original lunatics, right? That's really what it... yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's right, full moon of lunatics. Okay.
I would have thought about the dawn, that you need the sun, the natural light of the sun.
Yeah, but you could take a sample. You could take a sample and then check it later.
Right.
Yeah, but that's true, but we're not choshes for that. You're right. We should be a choshash, but we're not choshes for that. Okay, says more, because it's breakable. Says more for further. Reb Lezer Rabbi Yoshe says, "Koma kum shomu chachamim ba'alochai b'korban." Any time when chachamim said, "Razman is chayev korban," because he had a relationship with she's a nida, connecta b'taros meos, corresponding to that, if she was involved with taros, those taros are tummy. Now this is talking about the amount of time she finds after her biha that she was tummy. In other words, how long does it take for her to find she was tummy? So if she finds right away, right away is going to be the topic of later on in the Gemara, some length. She finds right away that she's assumed to have been tummy at the time she had beyond. And then her husband is chayef chatos, she's chayef chatos too for that matter, but her husband is chayef chatos, and the taros that she was involved with immediately beforehand are tummy. Right? The truma and stuff she was involved with, okay? Now, I misspoke. Sorry. It's two separate things, actually. The amount of, it's not that she was involved with Taras when she was having Bia, obviously. It's two separate cases. The amount of time after Bia, which indicates that she was tummy during Bia, which is momentary, a moment, that therefore her husband is Chayev Chatos, so too, if that amount of time after having been involved with something Tohar, Truma or such like, she checked herself and found herself to be tummy, those taros are tummy retroactively. So comparing the amount of time after Bia, which is, split seconds after Bia, the amount of time she was involved with Truma, split seconds after being involved with Truma. Okay? So let's see that inside again. Rabbi Lezer, Subhashem, Rishon said, Koma kom shuru chomim ba'alo chayav korban. Eva Zachom said her husband is chayav korban. Kenegdo, betaros, in a similar case, if she's involved, taros, tomeos, teratomi. Ba'alo potomir korban, in a case where her husband is exempt from a korban, right? Because it's enough time has elapsed that her husband is not considered to be, had relations with his wife when she was in Nida. Kenegdo, betaros, Torah. So, guys, mind that if she checked after being involved with Truma or Korbanos and such like, that amount of time afterwards, those Taros are Torah retroactively. Okay, this is a little bit of a kasha on the first Mishnah in the Pe'ah Masechta, which says, Mermatami her retroactively 24 hours. Remember, he said Mermatami retroactively vis-a-vis Taros or Mermatami 24 hours back. But that was talking about really an Isha She'en Lo Veses, a woman who doesn't have a regular cycle. And here it's all about a woman who has a regular cycle. She's not metamid retroactively, except for those few moments ago. Okay? Says the Gemara, there are other answers one could give, but that'll do for now. Says the Gemara, Bala Safek, the Korban, if it's amount of time which will cause her husband to be a question vis-a-vis Korban, connect the Bataros so to Baitaros retroactively, their tuyos, they are questionable. Okay? So that's Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua and the Bavli has a different Shita. That's Rabbi Yeshua and the Yushalmi. Okay? Now, here the Shari Teri so throws in, and Ibn Moshe really throws in as well, but the Shari Teri so makes it a little bit clearer. He throws in here, Pnei Moshe actually changed Rabbi Yeshua's sheet as well. I'm over here. I'm going to read it inside here. So Rabbi Yeshua was changed by the Pnei Moshe as well. I'm not going to tamper with Rabbi Yeshua to make it fit with the Bavli. But I'm going to read now Bar Pedoya. Bar Pedoya appears in the Bavli, not in the Ushami. He's alluded to later on. But it's essential, basically, in Pnei Moshe Shari Teri so to introduce Bar Pedoya Shita in order to explain the rest of the Gemara. Bar Pedoya said, Afilu Ba'alo B'Safek Korban, even her husband is in a state where he is a Safek if he has to bring a Korban, because enough time elapsed that it's only a Safek and not a Vaday, Kenegda B'Taros Tahoros. Nevertheless, by Taros, the Taros, the Truma she was involved with a few moments ago, remain tor. And then the Gemara asks, Mabin Bala, Mabin Taros, if vis-a-vis her husband, husband as being an Osham Tolui, because he's not sure if he committed an Aveir with her or not, why by Taros do the Taros remain tor? Okay, now we pick up here. Rabbi Shmuel Reitzel gives a marshal. Boy, he wants to say, now, the Shari Teri so doesn't really explain this. Bnei Moshe gives a different explanation what I'm about to give. I'm going to give what I think would be the Shari Teri so's explanation were to explain this. And then I'm going to learn this boy not as a question, but as a statement, which we all have occasionally in Yerushalmi, as we know. I'm sure Yitzhak boy, he stated the following. What's the difference? Ilu zokin v'yelet. Now, in Nida, of course, we talk very often in riddles. Zokain is the aver, right? The male organ. Yelet, that's the old man. Yelet is her checking herself. When she checks herself with a aid, remember, with a clean cloth. So there's a difference between a zokain and a yelet, he says. A zokain, an old man, already knows how to get in and out and into all the nooks and crannies in intimately within the woman, right? Because that's the nature of the organ, to go in and to penetrate, right? Whereas the yelad, when she checks herself, it takes a while. It takes a while. She doesn't get in right away, right? They're walking in the hall, and that's euphemism, of course, to entering the private parts. It's not clear. The old man, he goes straight in away in the Tashmish. But if it's the child, he makes mistakes and goes in the wrong place and things like that. So too here, it's very cute. Her husband, the time which elapses after he exits her, when she finds herself tame, right, subsequently thereafter. So of course that means that when he penetrated inside, so it's clear that he penetrated far in, and therefore if she finds herself tame, so we assume that there was already blood, and he came into contact with her in that blood in that space of time. In other words, much shorter time elapses. Whereas when she's checking, I should make this clear, because another point which is important, which comes in later on Davon base, but it's important here. We're talking about here when she found herself tame, after having her husband had relations with her, she didn't find herself tame on the inside. She didn't stick a cloth deep in, but she wiped herself and found blood. Okay, so if she wiped herself and found blood, so then we assume that her husband penetrated quickly, came out quickly, and then she immediately wiped herself, and everything happened very quickly. And that's how she found the blood, and therefore, it's possible it's already an Oshem Toli situation. That maybe actually she was tummy at the time that her husband entered her, and therefore, he has to be a carpet. But vis-a-vis her checking herself, when she makes a bedika to check herself, it takes her longer to check herself. And therefore, more time elapses because when she's doing a real bedika, until she gets in and comes out and checks all around and rolls around her cloth, so then by that time she comes out, it's going to take longer for it to complete the bedika. So there's a difference between where he had bia with her and then she immediately wipes herself, where everything happens very quickly, because of the nature of bia and immediate wiping, and her checking herself vis-a-vis tumantara, that then it takes a longer time for her to complete the process and check herself, and then perhaps more time has elapsed. And therefore, in that case, we rely, basically, on the cheskas tara, which the taros had. Okay? So basically, where more time elapses, we rely on the cheskas tara. Where shorter time elapses, that's a reus or damages the cheskas tara. That's what I think this marshal means. I'm not sure about it. I'm less sure of it now that I say it over. But that's what I thought it meant when I prepared it. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Avum Shem Ravina says a similar idea. He says, Ani omer, I say, Shom hoya, bia hi shi so semes. Here, over there, by the case of his entry, so I say the blood was there when he had bia. Hi, we didn't see it. That's because his aver was preventing, it was like a plug. His aver was preventing the blood from coming out. So therefore, it's at least a question of an Oshem Toli. But here, by the case where she just made tumas and taros, she just made taros, and then lo and behold, she found herself to be tameh, if the blood was there, me ma'apush lo tseis, what was impeding upon it from flowing out? So therefore I say, mistama a moment ago when she was having bia, so mistama she was tame. And then at least it's an Oshem Toli because of the suffering. But here, a moment ago, she didn't tell us the blood wasn't gushing out now. Then, the fact it's gushing out now, didn't gush out a moment ago, means that it must have begun now, and therefore the taros remained to her. That's what I want to explain Bar Petoya in two different ways. Okay? Masniso pliga Rabbi Eshia, our Mishnah seems to argue on this brisa, actually. Is there a brisa or our Mishnah? There's a brisa. This brisa argues on Rabbi Eshia. It says, Kirsha v'chos, if she they separate and she saw blood, he tameo, she's tame, and her husband is, of course, a suffix at the very least. Yet for Kulan Toros, a similar idea vis-a-vis Tumantaro. So we see that it remains to her. That's like Barpadoya, not like Rabbi Yoshua. On the other hand, Masisa Pligo Barpadoya. Our Mishnah argues on Barpadoya, top of Omanav. Rabbi Nam Rabbin says, Apishasa Vrosa Milocha Betruma. Our Mishnah says that a woman's got to check herself after she finished eating truma. Wait a minute, according to Bar Pedoya, that it's a leisurely check after she finished eating truma, either because it takes a long time to check, or because of Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yitzchok's reason, or because of Rabbi Yehuda's reason, that the blood should have gushed out at the time because there's no impediment. So what good does it do for it to check afterwards? Even if she she finds that she has blood now inside, Lamaisa, the Torah should remain Tatar, because according to Bar Pedoya Shita, right? So Rabbi Yehuda argues, it was seen in Bar Pedoya, because Rabbi Yehuda says, Abishaz Ebrosa Milachu Truma, Light Amila, for what is she checking? Loim Shetire, Shetay, Batay, Tmail, Mafatamu, Mafreya, is not that if she's blood now, she should become Tommy retroactively. Rabbi Ezra, Kulin Rabbi Mona, Rabbi Ezra said, Rabbi Mona, no. Tipat to be Shushing Labesis. It could be two different cases. It could be that our Mishnah is talking about a woman who has no vessels and therefore she's Matami retroactively. Whereas Rabbi Toya is talking about a woman who has a vessels and therefore she's not Matami retroactively, which is yet a third interpretation of Bar Pedoya. That a woman who has a vessels, we don't assume to do it retroactively because the Orach Bizman Oba, when it's supposed to come, that's when it begins. Whereas according, which means obviously in old days they knew like clockwork, you know, because obviously they knew that, oh, only a moment at 6:25 and 30 seconds, that's when it begins, not a moment earlier, I guess. So that's why it says, you don't have to be cheshish retroactively. But our Mishnah is talking about a case where she doesn't have a vases, or at least not that set, and therefore she could be metami retroactively. Okay? Says Mara, what did you want in the song?
Yes.
You're hungry. Okay, well, we go home and get food. Okay. Says Amar Lesa said, Kena Amar Rabbi Yossi Rebbe. He said, this is how Rabbi Yossi, our master, interpreted the Mishnah, not like you. Kamanan Kaim, he said, our entire Mishnah is talking about Bisha Sheyesh Leveses on her Kayomi. He said our entire Mishnah is talking about a woman who has a Veses, so therefore you can't come and say that when Rabbi Yehuda said our Mishnah to check retroactively, it's going by a woman who has no Veses, because we know that our Mishnah is talking about a woman who has a Veses. Yet nevertheless, she has to check, and she's going to be Matame retroactively. Says Maram Rabbi Yisrael Rabun, Rabbi Yisrael Rabun, Salkus Mastisa. You know, we had this one before in Yerushalmi, I forget where, a long time ago. I think it's somewhere where actually Lieberman made a comment on it. Salkus Mastisa, it means cut the Mishnah in two. Which means, the Bavli, what's it called? It's called, it's starting karma, I think that's called. When it says, with the sandwich can be divided into two, it has two sides. So, at the beginning of the Mishnah, it's talking about Bisha Sheish Lofesis. The beginning of the Mishnah is talking about when she has to check, when she doesn't have to check, that's talking about a woman who has a Vesis. The Mikamba Ask, in the Mishnah, Rabbi is said to check retroactively, Bisha Sheish Lofesis. That's why a woman doesn't have a set cycle. So, set cycle. Vafil Tamar, and you know what? I even have the file now, since I have a very simple answer. I don't even know why the Yerushalmi waited so long to this answer. Vafil Tamar Lo Salkam Asdisa. Even say, don't divide the Mishnah. Oh, come on, Donu Kayamin, Ochabishi Shiesh Lo Vesas, Donu Kayamin. You could say that at the time, Mishnah is talking about a woman who has a Vesas. And really, Rabbi knows you have to check if she's going to be a Batami retroactively. Umaravi Lo Bar Pedoya, what does Bar Pedoya say with the Mishnah? Very partial. Chaluki Rabbi Yehuda. He says, Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is what holds you a Batami retroactively. But if they all like Rabbanan, Rabbanan will hold you not mitami retroactively. You know, because if we did not know, but as long as time elapsed, there's no retroactive tumor. Yes.
Yes.
Okay, says the Mishnah further. Any hand which checks the more, the better it is by woman. If a man is constantly checking his private parts, however, Tikkot says his hand should be chopped off, because obviously it brings him to Otzor Selvatola, right? To improper emissions. Woman who is deaf, mute, insane, or blind, it's a woman who's gone crazy, I don't know exactly from what, whether it's between the Shoita and Nitra Fadaita, because Shoita was really retarded and Nitra Fadaita, so she went insane. Imesh and Pichos, if they have intelligent women who are able to deal with them, Maskina, so some, they fix them up, but Chazmi Truma, they can eat Truma, meaning those women check them. Okay, they check them. Derech Benos Yisrael, Vishamshus Be'edim. The derech of no souls to have relations with Adim, meaning with clean cloths. Echolov, echolov, one with whom he checks himself and one with whom she checks herself. But snuos, the women, and that's after having relations. But snuos, women who are tsanu, what snuos mean, matskinuslem shlishis, they take a third one, echod laskinsabites, with which they prepare the house, they check themselves beforehand. And we're going to explain all this in the Gemara. Okay? Says the Gemara, Kini Masnises, this is the way to read our Mishnah.
Can you please stop making noises? Do you want to go outside and play? I see you've not been interested tonight. You want to go outside and play?
Okay, then you have to be quiet. Kini Masnises, this is the way to read our Mishnah. Ko'amar belitain, actually, this is a marshal also. It's a metaphor. Ko'amar belitain yodo eno, the more a person puts his hand on his eye, Marbelotidima produces more tears. So too, if a man touches himself in his private parts, he's going to produce more zera, and that's a bad thing. Rabbi Tavan says, and this also in the Bavli, if he puts his hand down on his aver, tikot seitel tiburo, it should be cut on his navel. Says Mari, and they took him literally. Although they said, wait a minute, if you cut it on his navel, you're going to kill him. You're going to split open his stomach too, right? So you know the pendulum, the pit and the pendulum, right? You're going to cut him over there, so it's going to cut him in two, right? Armand, so he says, that's what I meant. Shemoso shows there yofi lo mechayev. Better for him to die than to survive. So there's maybe this is the source. You know, the Zohar says that for the avera of otzar zera levatola yechayev misa. Which is, of course, very difficult because it's not really never mentioned the Torah as being Chayachi and Misa. But maybe there's an allusion to it here because you said, person most is Zer Vatola, better that he should die. Okay? The Chevraya asked, Rabbi Tarfim Kaulo Kolish and Ogas Begufo, is Rabbi Tarfim going so indeed so far that he's cursing him with a curse which has to do with his very existence, with his very body? Rabbi Yosef said, no. He's trying to kill two birds with one stone. Lo ba'al farish. He's crying by mentioning the navel. It's coming only to explain. Sha'asu l'mashish mina tavur l'mato. Stop. If a person has no need, one is not supposed to stick one's hand beneath his navel. Okay, that's the because when he's sticking his hand beneath one's navel, obviously can lead a person to touch improper places. So therefore, keep your hand above your belly button. Okay? Says Mohadodat Amalin and Shukh Mazen. Now that's a term of checking himself for emissions. Alin and Ziva Batla Loch is, of course, a person becomes a Zod, so he's having emissions already from that Aver. So call a Marbel, Livdok Michavero, Mashubach Michavero. In that case, one should check oneself, but also there, one's not supposed to check by touching oneself, but rather but by putting all sorts of paraphernalia around the Aver to catch any emissions, to check if any emissions come out. Okay? Says continuing on in the concept of tznuos. Tznuos mean girls who are properly upstanding in their halachic approaches. Tznuos are yiburkos of kol chavis of kavis kol kikor bekikor. When there were kohanos, or people were makir truman tara, between each barrel of wine they would handle, and between each loaf of bread they would touch, they would check themselves. Which is obviously a very painstaking, painful process, okay? Says the Gemara, Maisa, there was a story, there was an episode with Tabitha, right? Remember Tabitha, we said, is the name of a Goyish slave, not Goyish, Shivcha Kananis, but Tabitha Shivcha Shrangamil. Tabitha, the servant of Rangamil, she was carrying wine, which was going to go for Nisach in the base of Mikdash. She was checked herself between every jug of wine. Amelo Rebbe, so after one point she said to Rebbe, Rebbe Gamliel, or Rebbe, she said, Rebbe, raise the kesef. I saw a spot, a stain. And he says, there Rebbe Gamliel, Gamliel was shaken, because all that wine from the Nisachim would have been ruined. So she said, don't worry. But I was checking myself by each and every barrel. It was only became tummy on this last barrel, so you don't have to worry about the previous barrels. Okay? Amr Mishan Rabbi Yanai, right? The descendant of Rabbi Yanai, ain't kan suma. It says in our Mishnah, a suma, a blind woman, other people check her. Don't read suma, because the suma could check herself. Now, she can't check the b'dikul cloth, obviously. She has to give it to somebody to look at, but she can insert it herself. The insane women in our Mishnah, they can't even insert the cloth themselves. But the suma, she can insert the cloth herself. Somebody else will check it for her. Okay? Rabbi the Kamas, and this Shan Mishnah was sustained. Amr Shem Rabbi Chanina, they said, "Hey, Rechina, ain't got suma, delete a blind woman from the Mishnah." The comments and that was sustained as well. And Rila Shem Yossi, "Bechina, Rechina, Bishen de Beis Rabbi Yanai," also said, "Ain't got suma." We don't mention suma in our Mishnah as well. Turn the page. I'm Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Yanai says, "Your Rabbi Yanai says, after Rishoina Nikreitz Nua." The woman mentioned in the previous parak, who checks twice a day and checks before she has relations, she also should be called the tznua. Tzninon, because she also does the right thing. Tzninon, we learn, tzrichos bosu, that actually is a question. Tzninon, tzrichos bosu, what do you mean she's a tznua? In our mission, it sounds like they're doing lifnei mishras, they're going beyond the letter of law. That we understand is called the tznua. But in the previous Mishnah, it said, Shrichos Barkos, they have to check themselves twice a day. And now you're going to say they're called Tznuos? I'm Rabbi Yilu. Rabbi Yilu said, yes. Lo Diachal comes to teach you. Shekom Mishimakayin, Divri Chachomim. Anybody who fulfills the words of the rabbis, even though it's a strict letter of law, but he fulfills them, Nikra Tzonua, the term is given, is a Tzonua. Okay? A humble person. Rabbi Yirmiyahu B'Shem Rav. Okay, now we have a very interesting Gemara. Rabbi Yirmiyahu B'Shem Rav said, "Bodka biyad." What if she didn't check herself with a clean cloth? She checked herself with her hand, literally speaking, her hand, or sheina b'duka, even though her hand was not checked. Now, there are different madrigas in halacha. You check yourself with a bodok or a sheina bodok. A bodok means check beforehand to make sure that the cloth was clean. So if you check with that, you're a goner, because you assume that any ready find that cloth is from Damnida. If you check yourself with an Eino Boduk, right, it wasn't checked beforehand, so sometimes you can assume that the red was there from beforehand, right, because, you know, we didn't check it before, maybe it was stained beforehand red for some reason. Now, what if you check yourself, says Rabbi Yirmiyahu, with your hand, which you didn't check beforehand? You didn't check your hand, but you stuck your hand into that place, and you check yourself that way. That's what Yirmiyahu is going to say. So it says, Gemara, Nerishim Rav said, Boka Biyachin Abduka, Oshidiyah Kuvala Beis Atur, but somehow she stuck her body into a private part. So don't ask me how that happened. Nevertheless, she's tame. She finds blood on her body, because chesed ha'guf kibaduku, like you said, and the body is assumed to be clean. Whenever she finds blood in it, it's metamir. Amr Rabbi Zira Rabbi Zira said, Masisa Amr Kate. Our Mishnah indicates that because our Mishnah says, Nimtzal Shalom, if after they have relations, he finds blood on his towel, whatever he uses to wipe himself. So Tmeim, they're both Tameh, the Chayavin Bekarban, and they're required to bring a Karban. Lo Koshuke, now if he finds on his body, that means, in essence, if he found it, has told me, what? It was on his Aver, on his flesh, right? So Lo Koshuke, in other words, if he finds on his aver, so it's considered to be tamei because we assume there was no blood previously there. So kavachomer, if she finds in her body, we assume she's tamei. Amr Chinuchi said, "Tipat Shabayach." Who says? Maybe he checked himself before having relations, and he saw there was no blood in his aver, and that's how. If we know now he's Tommy. Maybe if he didn't check himself, he takas tor. Even if he finds blood on himself after having relations. So says Gemara, the Ikvin Rabbi Zira, Rabbi Zira got angry at this statement. He said, what do you think, men check themselves before relations? Men are animals, they don't stop to check. They just go straight ahead. Okay? Says Gemara, Rabbi Zira said, women you can expect might be checked, but men are. Okay, Rezir Shem Ravirmi said, Ad kigris he toilo. Now this in fact is the halacha by a kesem, by a stain. So it says, Ad kigris he toilo. If it's up to the size of a grease, which we in modern day America say is the size of a penny, then she assumes it comes from, does anybody remember where it comes from? If she finds a stain on the more size of a penny. Where at time Gemara they assume it came from a dead louse, a dead louse. In other words, that body lice were prevalent in the old days. So she finds a stain the size of a grease. We assume it came from a dead louse, and it's not mitami d'oraisa. It's not mitami d'rabbonin. More than that, if it's larger than that size, your yesu katzricha masu, she's an excuse. Otherwise, you assume it's taka. From her body, and she's talking. They said, Chozabe Rabbi Yirmiya, wait a second. Here Rabbi Yirmiya draws the distinction size. He reneged before, it didn't sound like it made a difference. He didn't draw the distinction before. He said, before any size is mitame, right? Anytime she finds on her body, it's mitame. So as the Gemara, they said, Kachama. When he heard the words of the rabbi or the rabbis later on, which we're going to learn in a few moments of the Tanoim, then Chazer Behitaka Renegade said, it depends on the size. Up to a certain size, it's okay. Beyond a certain size, it's not okay. Well, we're assuming here it's red. No, we don't check the color here. Okay? Says the Gemara. Rabbi Mishabech, Rabbi Chama, Avuid, Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi praised Rabbi Chama, the father of Rabbi Yeshua. Kumi Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yonosi said to his friend, Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yossi, that Rabbi Chama was a great man. Okay, he said Rabbi Chama, who was. This came to the same Rabbi Chama. Avuid, Rabbi Yeshua, father of Yeshua, boy, Kumi Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi. He then asked Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi the following question, which is really a question Rabbi Yirmi before, and this is when Rabbi Yirmi had made the statement before, he wasn't aware of this discussion between the Tanoim. When he heard this discussion between the Tanoim, then he modified his Shita, okay? But ka biyach ein abduka. If she should check this out with her hand, which he hadn't previously checked. Oh, she tia kufala beis turba, or her body somehow came into contact with her private parts. So Rabbi Chama asked Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, what's the halacha? So Amar Leis, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi said, Kedivri miyachroalaini, like whom do you want to hear, you ask me? Or who's answer do you want to hear? Kedivri Rav, do you want to hear the Rebbe's answer? Or Kedivri Atami, do you want to hear like the student's answer? Now the Rebbe here is Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi's father. The Talmud here is Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi's main Rabbi was not Rabbi Yossi, but he was a student of Rabbi Yossi to a certain extent. Okay, so Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yossi, said, do you want to hear like my father said, who's the Rebbe? And why do you like Rabbi Yossi said, who's the Talmud? So although these line words are missing here, it should really say, Kedivrei HaTalmid. So Rabbi Chama, who said, I want to hear like the student. I mean, I want to hear like Rabbi said. So Amaleis, Rabbi Shmuel said, you know what, I'll tell you both. Because obviously Rabbi Shmuel wanted that Shtup HaRayim, he wanted to get in his father's Shita, right? Amaleis, so he said, Abba Amar, my father said, if she finds blood on her finger, it's a kesef. It has this halach of a stain. And the halach of a stain, as we know, until the size of a gris, it's okay. Or beyond the size of a gris, it's not okay. Okay? Like we said before. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says, Re'iyah. Rabbi says, it's like an actual sighting. Now, if I recall correctly, I was going to look it up and I forgot to do so. If I recall correctly, and I believe that in fact we're passing that that which a gris, a kesef is taller until the size of a gris, up to the size of pennies, in fact only if you find it on a cloth, you know, on a piece of material. But on her flesh, I think that the halacha is more severe. Actually, I don't even, it also has a size requirement, but it's somewhere more severe. I think in how we join together dots on the flesh, we join them all together upon the flesh. We don't all join them all together because they're on the cloth. There's more severity. I don't remember the exact thing, but in fact, you have an allusion to this here, because Rabbi said if she sees on her finger, it's more of her ea than a kesem. Okay? It's not considered to be a stain, it's considered to be a kes, a stain, it's considered to be like an actual sighting. So if she saw it on a, if she stuck into her private parts, no baduk, an unchecked cloth, then it would have the din of a kesem. If she stuck in her finger, then it has the din of an actual sighting. Okay? Tantamount, at least it seems, to actually sticking in a baduk, a check cloth. Okay? You're right. It could be that she didn't check her finger right away. Could be that's the case. At least not fresh blood. I understand. I don't know. That's a good question. So Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi scoffed to Rabbi and said, "Dain who? This is the guy. Damish Abechbe. Did you praise him? Say what a chush of a guy he was. This Rabbi Chama." And he wanted to know what you said, not my father, Rabbi Yossi, said. If he was so chashuv, he would want to know not what you said, but what my father, Rabbi Yossi, said. Rabbi Zira said, that's not a proof that he's not chashuv. Hani Barnash, it's more pleasant for an individual, or it's more significant to him, Mishmoa Tami, the Rebbe, to hear his own Rebbe's position, that hears Rebbe's position. In other words, so that's why Taka wanted to hear what Rabbi had to say, and now what Rabbi Yossi had to say. Okay? Says one out, a similar case. Bodka, a woman checked herself. Had you checked with an eight baduk? Now, try this old story about an eight. She ain't a baduk, but I think he's wrong. She checked herself with a check cloth. It was a check cloth. But she didn't look at it right away. Vinichto bekufso. She put it into a case. And it says it shows chuchis of glass case. Don't ask me why a glass case. It's not clear to me why exactly a glass case. She put in a glass case. I guess maybe because a glass case, she could see there are no bugs in there. So she put in a glass case, and she was going to look at it tomorrow. You know, like you guys gave the example before, that was at night, and she couldn't check at night. So she put it into a glass case. The next day she looks at it. Keeps it fresh?
It wouldn't absorb it.
Okay, fine. So, Rabbi Chia Amar, the next day she finds blood on it. Rabbi Chia Amar Kesem. Chia says it has the status of Kesem, of a stain, which is only Tumah D'Rabbanan in any event, right? Rabbi Omer, Riyah, Rabbi says the status of a sighting, D'Oraisa, right? Says, Zumar Eser, Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Chia. Now, It's Rebbe's statement is going to require additional clarification. Hezer b'chil Rebbe asked Rebbe, "Vat einat noisim l'misla." I understand. Don't you yourself, Rebbe, hold that we give excuses? Meaning, the Shaya Teres Yisrael, the way he explains it, says that even Rebbe agrees if it's up to the size of a gris in this case, we do assume it came from a louse. Rebbe's only matar if it's more than the size of a gris. And Rebbe Chiya was even matar if it's more than the size of a penny. So he asked him, why don't you give an excuse? Now, why would one be matar if it's more the size of a penny? Only if it's a rodent, if they're rodents prevalent. Because rodents bleed heavily, they bleed profusely. So that's exactly what Rebbe answered. All right, boom, Rebbe Chiya, said, time of the Rebbe. The reason why Rebbe was machmir, if it's larger than the size of a gris, because derech katzios bedukos minatrotzim, normally when you have this glass box, you know there are no rodents in it. Ve'enem bedukos minatmachos, however, they're not checked to make sure there are no lights there. So therefore, atke gris utoila, up to the size of a gris, you can assume it came from a louse. Yosemikan, more than that, by meishloi klosla, how can we assume that it came from something else? We have to assume that she actually, that was blood from inside her, which is found on the eighth the next morning. Okay? So Rebbe Chiya doesn't draw the same. He says, if it's greater than the size of a penny, we assume that it's from shrotim, not from, whereas Rebbe holds, of the size of a penny, we can assume it's from lice. More than that, we can't assume, since it was in a glass case, that it came from anywhere other than her body. Okay? Now, getting back to something which we discussed earlier this evening. Nimtzo al shelo, if you find blood on his towel, in other words, on his body or on his towel, tameim, they're tameim, the chayav mikarm, and the chayav karm, because soon the blood got there when he was inside of her, and therefore that means she was tameim at the time they were having relations, right? That's quite obvious, right? Nimtzo al shelo, if it's found on her b'dika cloth, it depends how quickly she checked herself. And this goes back to what we began with earlier this evening. Avatius, which is means immediately. If it's found immediately in some Greek word, so tameim, they're tameim, chayim b'korban, and they're chayim korban. Nimtza shalal achazimam, it's found sometimes subsequently on her b'dika cloth, Tamei and Besafik, they're only Tamei and Besafik, or Tamei and Carbon, they're Xenver Carbon, it's found even longer than that afterwards, they're Tamei and Besafik altogether, right? There's no need for a Carbon. They're not even Tamei and Besafik. Yeah. The Mara says, the Tani law, we learned concerning this, Ben et Yom, Ben Shalom et Yom, whether it's immediate or not immediate, Nim Sal Shalom, and it's found on him, they're Tommy. On her, when it says Het Yom Tmein, Het Yom L'Kinuach Amru, they said there is a concept of immediate if she just wipes herself on the outside. Vein Het Yom L'Bdiko, this goes back to what I was trying to say earlier about the old man and the young child metaphor. You can't check yourself quickly. You can only wipe yourself quickly. So if a woman, after she just wiped herself on the surface, found herself to have blood, then she's tamei v'adai. But if she took enough time to stick the cloth in and check herself internally, then she's only tamei safek. Right? Because by definition, that's considered already after the immediate time. The meantime is the only amount of time wiped superficially. If she went inside, that's already after immediate. Okay? So then she's only tummy questionably, not tummy definitely. Okay? So that's here. Okay? Again, hetios lebdika, kiruach ben hetios lebdika. Ravuna Maravuna said, same idea. He's explaining it. Excuse me. The amount of time it takes to check the house on the outside. But not go, can use using euphemisms, not go into the inner rooms, so much as talking, nor go into the cracks. They asked for Rabbi Nachman Bar Yitzchak, They asked the question, and obviously before they knew the previous Gemara, does a woman have to check during that time, immediately after Bia? So he said, it's not possible. If you're going to say she's Bdika Mili, bottle it, you're it's impossible. There's no such thing as Bdika Mili. No, it's an oxymoron. You can't talk about an immediate Bdika. You can have immediate wiping, but Bdika by definition is subsequent immediate. It can't be immediate. Okay? I'm Rabbi Yitzchak Rabun, top of Zion of Alf. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak Rabun said, Imoi Matcha Tzricha Bdika Kutokte Het Yoim. If you're going to say that you need Bdika immediately, the Lop Kip Kidahi, the Might Mei Flays, didn't we say that, checking oneself after Bia, we said early in the Masechta, we said if one checks himself after Bia, a woman checks herself, so then that diminishes the 24-hour retroactive time frame tumor. Remember, we said the first mission of the Masechta, that a woman who finds herself Tameh is Tameh 24 hours retroactively, or to the last time she checked herself, whichever was closer in the past, right? And we said that if she checked herself after Bia, so that counts as the last time she checked herself. But if you're going to say you need immediate checking, he says, the immediate checking is only superficial. And that wouldn't count to interrupt the last 24 hours and say, well, it only begins from the last Bdika. Because by definition of Bdika, which is immediate, is superficial. So therefore, if you're going to require Bdika after Tashmish, and say it interrupts, that's got to be a comprehensive Bdika. And a comprehensive Bdika takes time. So it takes time, but since that's what it says, that it is a comprehensive Bdika to interrupt the last 24 hours, it must be that a Bdika is not considered to be immediate. Okay, that's what he says here. And let's see the time. All right, so when you're my mantra, take two of Bdika, talk to at Yom, for low keep kida in the mind, may slays. It's not going to be like a checking to interrupt the last 24 hours. It's neat, and yet we learned, our meaning like the Gogin Ephraim says at the bottom, Hareza Kipkido HaMemaetis Meisleis. It's like a Pekido which interrupts the last 24 hours. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yisrael Bun, Rabbi Yisrael Bun said, Moshal, what's considered immediate? The Moshal is like this, the Shamash Ve'ei. It's like the Shamish is the Aver, the aid and the cloth. So Yoim din Achar Ashokuf, which are standing behind the threshold. Yotza Shamish Menichna Said, and immediately when the aver pulls out, the aid goes in, Zehet Yom, that's immediate. Otherwise, it's not immediate, and at best, it's Tamei Misafik. Okay? Now we have two times. Immediate is a wiping. Immediate wiping. The time, any time after that, the time it takes to do Bdika, that's not immediate. That is the suffix time. Okay, that's the time afterwards. Now we're going to go to the third time beyond that. Ezula Acharzman. What's considered to be enough time is lapsed that she's not tummy at all? In other words, not even suffix. What? Oh, sorry. Tumi according to the example of carbon chatas. When it's in a suffix, they're parted from a carbon, meaning they're parted from a carbon chatas, but the chayim and oshim toli, because of course it's a question, maybe they're atomic. Okay? Ezelachasan, what's considered to be after time has elapsed? Gadesha Tabin, I meet the amount of time it takes to get for her to get out of bed, Vitadiachas Panel, and to rinse her body, you know, her bottom face, meaning the euphemism for that place. V'chakach, if afterwards she finds herself Tame, Metamei says she's Metamei retroactively 24 hours, Taros, like we said in the first Mishnah, Ve'ena Metamei is Bolo, she's not Metamei her husband. Her husband's not considered to have committed a sin because enough time has elapsed, so we don't assume it was during the Bia. Akiva says, no, even in that case, Metamei is Bolo, even though he might not have to be in a korban, not even Oshem Toli, but Tomei he still is. Retroactively he is Mitamir. Umaynachon Akiva, Chachomin Kitzita Akiva, Beroya Kesem. if she found a stain after Mila. Now, stain, as you said before, takes some time, right? So therefore, if she finds a stain, that might well have been there beforehand. In that case, we talk to say, Matame is Bola, her husband is Tame retroactively. Okay, it's a Chumra. Now, the truth is ironic. As, I don't know if the Gemara points out, the Mepharshim pointed out here. I think the Mepharshim. Tumas Kesem is only the Rabbana. And of course, he's not Chayav of Carbon because she found a stain after had relations. Yeah, precisely because of Kesem might have been there previously, so therefore is Matame the husband retroactively. So Mid Rabbanan, he's Tame for 7 days, but he doesn't have to bring a Carbon. Okay? Because Tumas Kesem only the Rabbanan, but they gave it a severity. Rabbi Yisrael Ben Bruno, Rabbi Yisrael Ben Zun said, ain't a Acharzman. This is not Acharzman, right? In which case it's a Tame Misafek, right? But rather, Ella Acharzman. This is post time. And therefore, for sure, she's not Tame in this case. Ezu Acharzman. What's the amount of time which is Acharzman in which it's a Tame Misafek? That's the case of Kadesha Tifshot this Yoda Vitito Say Mitaras Lakar, the amount of time it takes for her to stick her hand underneath the pillow and take it and take out the aid and check herself. Havu Acharzman Balator. So that time it's Tame Sofik, right? But this time in our Mishnah is Acharzman, in which case her husband is Tar. So again we have three times. We have the time when he's definitely Tomei, that's the wiping time. The time when she's a question, that's the amount of time it takes to check or to remove the aid from under a pillow and wipe herself, which is the same time, the time it takes to check, which is a longer period of time. And then we have the time when she's definitely tar, that's the amount of time when she rinsed herself before she actually checked herself. Okay? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Elazar ben Shem, Rabbi Rav said, Divrei Chachamim. Our Shem B'shitas Remeir going like Rabbi Meir. Now, which Remeir is not clear. The Shavuotei Moshe is one shot. I'm going to learn like the Shai Teres Yisrael. It's going on our Chachamim, but the Chachamim are like Rabbi Meir in the sixth parak of Nidah, in the 13th Mishnah. That's there. It says that if a woman sees Kesem, according to Rabbi Meir, she assumes that she may be a Zava. She has to assume that she's a Zava. But Chachamim argue over there, and they say that she's not choshesh, that we don't assume that a woman who saw a kesem is a zava. So therefore, Chachamim here who say, they want to say, the Chachamim here who say that if she finds blood after time, she's not mitame her husband, are like Chachamim over there who say that if a woman finds a kesem, she doesn't assume that she's a zava. So they have a certain kula. Okay, they have a kula, which is parallel to a kula over there. Just how you find a kesem. You're not tummy because of zava. Remember, you can't be. There's a certain tuma drabana, but not tuma zav. We don't assume a zav. Because the zav is a super chumra, right? Which, by the way, are machmir nowadays. A zava has to wait 7 clean days, right? If a woman is not a zava, all she has to do is wait 7 days. And then go to the mikvah, even if she doesn't have 7 clean days. But a zav has to wait 7 clean days, right? So we have the machmir nowadays that a woman who sees a kesem has to wait 7 clean days, right? But it may have seemed to hold not that way. So we're all to say, Rabban and Mishnah are not mitami, the husband retroactively, Kremeir was mako by a kesem and says there's no ziva. Says, well, no, not necessarily. Says, Rabbi Yochanan, Chachamim mamish. Even Chachamim over there who are machmir and say a kesem can make a woman a zava can hold over here that when one finds blood some safe time out of the beer that's down to Tommy him retroactively. My kadud, what's the maisa? Well, how do we what's the resolution of this? So Chevraya B'Shem Rabbi Yehon said, Neil for the Rabbanim meet the Rabbi Akiva. They said the Rabbanim in our Mishnah, they could agree to Rabbi Akiva, right? That Kesem is Matami retroactively. Well, Kamad Rabbi Akiva Omer Matami is Bola. Rabbi Akiva says a woman who sees a Kesem is Matami her husband. Ve'ena mekukelis leminyana. But it doesn't ruin her count, meaning that she's not assumed to be a Zava. She's in days of Nida, she's in Nida. She's in days of Zava, she's Tamea, but she's not a Zava. So therefore, Kachabonim and Matami is Bola, it's Matami her husband, or not Matami her husband, but Enim Kukal's Minyana, it doesn't make her a Zava. So they're not contingent on each other. Whether Kesa makes a woman a Zava or not, again, we passed it, it does. Whether Kesa makes a woman a Zava or not, it's not relevant to whether it's Matami or husband retroactively at a time of Nida or not. They're two separate issues. Okay? Halacha Dao, Kol Noshim Mecheskas Tara LeBaaleh. All husbands are assumed to be Torah to their husbands. Haboy min haderech, if husbands come home from the road, Yishayim lohem b'cheskas tara, the women are assumed to be Torah as well. Now, this Mishnah is mashma that you don't have to check all the time. Right? Unlike the previous Mishnah, it said you have to check twice, both of them have to check after Bia, and it's Nuos check before Bia. This Mishnah seems to say that you don't have to check. And the truth is that a lot of the poskim say like this Mishnah, you don't have to check this manazeh. And the previous Mishnah is to tell you about a time when they still had Tumah and Tara, you know, visiting other stuff than Nida. So the Rambam doesn't such a decision. The Rambam is super machmir. Ultimate manazeh, you have to check, you know, women have to check before Bia, after Bia, to check twice a day, all the time. It's very machmir. But the Kumos poskim are mekel, and it seems like our Mishnah is a siyat, is a proof to that, that you can be mekel, right? We always assume women are cheskas tara. The Shammai says, Tzvichot shnei edem al kol tashmish, or the Shammish lo aner. She either has to check herself twice, right? Meaning, one for him and one for her, not him. And they both check themselves after the Bia. Right, the tznuos check also before him, but one for him, one for after the bia. Will be silmarim daish on each and every time she has relations. So let's say they have relations three times during the night. You need six sets of bdika clothes, three for him and three for her. Beisilmarim daish neidim kolai. They don't need on every bia. Just need two for the entire night, not each and every time, but after they finish the last time, that's when they check. Abba vayirmi akandam shem Shmuel said, call Isha She'en Lo Veses. If a woman has no Veses, she does have a set cycle, Asul Beis HaTshua She'tibdok. Then she's not allowed to have relations until she checks. But a woman, so that seems to argue in our Mishnah. Vati does say Mishnah, call Anoshim Becheskas Tara Ba'alem. All women are Becheskas Tara, even women who don't have a set cycle, it sounds like in our Mishnah. Right, so how do we reconcile the Shmuel, who said only women have a set cycle? Says more part our law. So it's interesting the way the Gemara resolves it. So they want to say that that what Shmuel says, no woman who doesn't have a cycle has got to check herself, is with boy min haderech. That's when the husband comes home. He doesn't know what's been going on with his wife while he's away. In that case, she's got to check herself if she doesn't have a vessel. Right? Says more about Tinon. I can say that we learn also Haboy min haderech the Shein Lam Cheskas Tara. If people come home, they assume their wives have Cheskas Tara. So Rabbi Bun Baruch said, Tipater, you're right. If he comes home and finds her asleep and he has a big taifa, you can have relations with her without checking. Hi, our midst of what Shmuel's story about where you found her awake, right? Where you found her awake, so then should have her checked before you have relations with her. So obviously sleep doesn't let me sleep because now I have relations with your wife when she's asleep. But it means if I found her sleepy, right? Can't say that either. The Brisa says that when you found her awake or asleep, you don't have to have her check. So what Shmuel do with this? That which our Mishnah says, or the Brisa says, you don't have to ask her to check. It's where you, when you left, she was tor. But now Shmuel is talking about where when you left, she was tor. Oh, so then it depends. If she has a veset, So you calculate, is she in the days of power or the days of Tumah now? If she has no vessels, Shmuel said, if you left her b'cheskas Tumah, she has to check herself. Okay? Now, very strange Gemara. What is it? In about 10 minutes. Okay? No more than 10 minutes. Mir Tzorshem. Kama oina nosim la. How much time do we give her? That is very strange. I don't know exactly what to make of this. The way the Rashi explains, the Pnei Moshe explains, it doesn't make life any easier for me. He says that if he's gone and he comes back, he wants to reckon if his wife is now neither or not. How does you reckon it? How does you make a cheshbon? So the truth is, if he has a she has a vessel, so he should go by whatever her set cycle was. Yet the Mishnah says, "Kama v'shlosh shem lokshemar nosa ona benish shlosh miyoyim." You go by 30 days. In other words, he reckons 30-day intervals. So maybe the pshat is that he can make quick math. I don't know exactly what it means. It says ona benish shlosh miyoyim. I don't know what it means because the chora, if she has a set cycle, you go by her set cycle. And here it seems that you go by an average cycle of 30 days, which should not be accurate. So I don't know exactly what the Gemara is saying. Anyway, I'm not sure. So says more, maybe his wife had a set cycle, he forgot what it was, so he can run 30 days. Somehow or another, this got to fit in hell to his cheshbonis. I'm Rabbi Yechonin and said, Shoinani, I say, and this continues along this line of thought, I feel like Roshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshoshosho Mutter can have relations without his wife without asking any questions. Uvad Bisha Shesh Tavas, as long as she has a set cycle. It's an amazing concept because he just changed the cycle. Says Gemara Amar Rabbi Yavar, says Fusha Shos Achar Vesto Shivas Yomim, that's as long as she, you can assume that she had her cycle plus 7 clean days. Because obviously, you know, you have to reckon that she was already tar. Says Gemara, wait a minute. So what if she had 7 clean days? Chashon Hashem Lo Tovla. How do you know she went to the mikveh? So Amar Rabbi Chinuch said a fundamental principle. Vat Zos Omer teaches us Shosu Lisha Lishos Betumosa. Woman can't go to the mikveh if she can. Now we don't pass them that way. So we pass them for woman's husband's out of town. She doesn't go to the mikveh unless she knows he's coming back. If I recall correctly, I have the chaz of these halachos in a while. But the Tzion Yerushalayim says in those days it was different. They used to go to the mikveh because of Tumah Tahara. Besides the husband issue, there was also the Tumah Tahara issue, so that's why he's going to the mikveh as soon as possible. So he assumes his wife went to the mikveh. And if he reckons it, okay. Shmuel bar Abba, boy, Shmuel Abba said, what about Afil Dover Bar Shiroza? Do we continue to assume she had a cycle if it's clear that she gave birth while her husband was gone? Says one, no. Rabbi Yisrael said, Kachun Omri, what do you think? We say Afil Nitmeis? You think even we know she's Tame, we assume she's Tahara because of her cycle? Obviously not. So to Ela Kavan should be Shetimos, Batla Cheskosa. Afacha so to Kavan should be Sheyoldo, transposing the first and last word in that line there, Batla Cheskosa. In other words, obviously there's certain things which break her Chazok and break the cycle. Beishamani is just going to go to the next Mishnah. Beishamani is Tzichosh Ne'edim. Shami says she needs 2 Edim, I'll call Tashmish with Tashmish. He needs two cloths, one for him, one for her, on every Tashmish. Oh, the Shamish Lord, and she should have relations by candlelight. Says Mar, wait a minute. Locate Tiny, then we learn on Shamish, he does Lord, and there, I raise him a Kuna. Then we learn it's not proper to have relations by the light of the candle. Kinimasisa means it's to Shamish, Utifto Lord, and there, she should have relations, and then check herself. Not, but if she has no cloth, she should check herself visually by lighting a candle after relations and checking if she sees blood. So that means not that the blue candle's on while they have relations, but a candle is on, they turn on after their relations. Okay? Rabbi Zira, Abchiyav Rashi, Hashem Rav said, Shimsha Be'eit. If she had relations and then she checked herself with a cloth, and the word is missing here, but Shai did so good, probably both put in Va'avda, and she lost the aid. Right? Asula Beisa, she's not out there relations. So I guess she checks herself again. Says my understand. Rabbi Zir says Bishosh Kaim Muteris. We said it, she checked herself. can have relations and look, examine the aid in the morning, right? So now that she lost it, it's worse. But it just, why should you be worse just because you lost it? Now she lost it, she should certainly be mutter. Rabbi Issa said no. There, since it exists, I guess it's like a takon of the rabbanan. There, since she has an aid and exists, and she can't check it, so therefore lamaisa, since that is the case, so therefore she can actually she we let her go for the rest of the night. But when she till the aid got lost. So then it's kind of like a knas, and we find her, and we say, well, since you don't have the capacity to check yourself out, therefore, until you get a chance to check yourself out thoroughly, we don't let you have subsequently any relations. Okay, we'll stop here for this evening.